This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. Before we talk about today's episode, I want to mention a brand new podcast, a Mayberry podcast that you can listen to. This podcast is done by Alan Newsome. He's a gentleman that I know. I've met at Mayberry Days. And he's a tribute artist for Floyd Lawson, Floyd the Barber. Now, his podcast is going to be called Two Chairs, No Waiting. And what's going to be really interesting about it is he's got some cast interviews that he's done in the past. He's going to put those on the podcast, and he's just going to talk Mayberry and have some fun with Mayberry fans, and I think you'll really enjoy it. The way you can get to this podcast, and it should be up any time now, if it's not up already, will be mayberry.com/podcast. Again, that's mayberry.com/podcast. And again, give Alan Newsom a listen. I think you'll enjoy it. Let's talk about today's podcast episode, and that is Cyrano Andy. Now, this episode aired on March the 6th, 1961. It was written by Jack Ellenson and Charles Stewart, directed by Bob Sweeney. This is a very touching episode, if I may say so myself. One of the things you need to know is this was Thelma Lou's first appearance on the Andy Griffith Show, and I've had the good fortune of meeting Betty Lynn, and you can see a picture of Betty Lynn and my wife and I on the BurkeOnMayberry.com website, and be sure and go to it and take a look at it. I've got several cast photos, and what I mean by that is I have some photos there of some of the cast members that I took just in September of 2008. But anyway, in this particular episode of Cyrano Andy, it opens up with Ellie, Andy, Thelma Lou, and Barney sitting and singing, sing Nellie Home. And the episode ends with them singing another song at the end. But basically, what you see at the beginning of this episode, it shows Barney to be very shy. You see Barney trying to do the old slip the arm around the lady trick on the couch, and he's having a little trouble with that. And then all of a sudden, as he's about to do it, the lights go out in the house, and when the lights come back on, Barney's sitting on the couch with Ellie and Andy. I just love that scene, as you could tell, because Barney's, I guess, it's just not the Casanova that he gets called twice later in this episode that he'd like to be. That's just such a funny scene. But after this, the next morning, Barney and Andy are talking, and this is really a touching scene where Barney's telling Andy about how much he likes Thelma Lou and how he looks down and sees Thelma Lou and his eggs in the morning, and that he says if he could tell Thelma Lou something, he'd like to say, "You're the cats." You know, and that's short for "You're the cat's meow," which basically says you're the best. And so a really touching scene about how much Barney thinks of Thelma Lou. But he just can't bring himself to tell Thelma Lou about it. So, you know, Andy wants to help out the situation, and he tries to encourage Barney to tell Thelma Lou, but Barney just says, "I can't do it." So Andy goes on his own over to Thelma Lou's house and tells her that Barney thinks that she's the cats. And again, Andy's so good with picking up on things and how people talk in North Carolina and the South. And again, I grew up in North Carolina, and he uses the word "idy." And I guess you would spell that I-D-Y, but it means idea. And again, I've heard that from my family members for a long time. Have a good ID instead of a good idea. So anyway, Andy's telling Thelma Lou how much Barney really cares for her, and Thelma Lou has a cute line. She goes, "I'd really like to hear it from his own thin lips." So anyway, as Andy leaves, Thelma Lou gets the idea to call Barney and tell him that Andy just called on her. Now, what she was insinuating led Barney to believe is Andy was trying to ask Thelma Lou to go out with him. So Barney comes in to the courthouse a little bit later, and he's upset, takes off his gun belt, puts up his fist, and says, "Let's fight." And basically, he's accusing Andy of trying to steal his girl. Thelma Lou wouldn't go out with him for about the next three or four Saturday nights since she's holding him open in case Andy gives her a call. And so Andy's trying to tell her that, you know, that's not what's going on. She's trying to make him jealous. Barney doesn't believe it. So Barney gets upset, and he goes, "Four can play at this game, buddy." And so it's funny that Barney calls Floyd the Barber and says, "I want the works. Haircut, witch hazel, eau de cologne, and toilet water." And Barney goes over, and the next scene you see him go into the back of the drugstore room, and Ellie's back there, and Barney takes his hat off, and he has a curl on his forehead that he had Floyd done his hair that way, and he goes and just tries to talk sweet talk to Ellie, and Ellie looks at him and thinks he's crazy. And you know, in this episode, Barney says he learns to make his move by watching Rock Hudson movies. So Ellie looks at him and can't believe Barney's saying these kind of things to her, and she even asks him if he's been drinking. And it is just hilarious. This is just such a good episode. So again, Ellie just can't get over what Barney's doing. By the way, a little side note here. Have you noticed when Barney's wearing his deputy uniform, in some episodes that he wears a wide tie, and in some episodes he wears a thin tie in his deputy uniform? You know, I don't know if there's ever, if anybody knows why that happens. I certainly don't. But again, it was interesting to see the different sizes of the ties. And that's something I only realized recently. He tries to make a move on Ellie, and Ellie basically rejects him. And then Ellie and Andy talk about it, and they realize that they've gotten in the middle of something they didn't want to do. They were trying to make Thelma Lou and Barney a little bit closer, but it didn't work. So they decide to sort of turn the tables. And so you see two separate scenes where Thelma Lou is actually putting the moves on Barney, Ellie's putting the moves on Barney, and Thelma Lou is getting the moves put on her by Andy. And so... I may have said that backwards, but you know what I mean. Thelma Lou really gets scared to death when Andy kisses her on the cheek, and Barney gets up and walks out after Miss Ellie kisses him on the cheek. But it works. Thelma Lou and Barney get back together, and they have a real nice, touching talk about how much they mean to each other. And again, a very good, well-written episode. Now, near the end of the episode, or at the end of the episode, you get another scene where Barney looks a lot more confident. He's on the couch with Thelma Lou, and Ellie goes back to get some pie, and Andy stays in the room, and Barney's trying to get rid of Andy. And Andy leaves the room finally, but he comes back in three times right as Barney's starting to kiss Thelma Lou and interrupts, and Barney gets mad and goes into the kitchen to make his own pie. So again, another funny episode here. Now, this episode of this focus on the women, I want to talk a little bit about the women in Mayberry. And women posed a problem. Again, I'm getting this information from Richard Kelly's The Andy Griffith Show book. And he talks about how from the very beginning of the series, they had difficulty finding women to match Andy. And again, it's something that took them a few years to actually get it out, you know, to work out. And you say, well, why didn't they make everybody married? You know, you've got Barney Fife and Howard Sprague, who are bachelors, and Andy Taylor was a widower. Well, the reason the writers did this, they said it's a little bit, you can be more creative with men who are single. And Jack Dodson, who played Howard Sprague, said that, when you're married, even the good or the bad ones have a sameness to them, then that's not really conducive to a storyline. So Sheldon Leonard explained that they had many different women on the show, and the chemistry worked sometimes it didn't. The first one we saw was Ellie the druggist. Then you saw Sue Ann Langdon, who played Mary the county nurse. And there were others that were brought in. But they all had different ranges. You know, Ellie was sort of a feminist, so to speak, and she would sort of challenge Andy's masculinity. And they just didn't think that was right for the show. And so they just kept thinking that we can't find the right women. But after a while, Andy Griffith came up and offers a really interesting analysis of the situation. He said, it was our problem. We didn't know how to write for women. And we're going to find out a little bit later that Andy Griffith really wasn't a ladies' man, so he really didn't know how to write. And said they had Eleanor Donahue earlier playing Miss Ellie, and you know, they were glad to have her, but after the first season she asked to be relieved because it was obviously they just couldn't write for her, couldn't write really good storylines for her. So you know, they let her go, but they really just didn't know what else to do. And so you might remember an episode where Opie was having trouble with history, and Andy said history wasn't that important, and then in comes Helen Crump. Well, it just so happens that every time they did an episode about school, they would bring Helen Crump in, and actually, it turned out to be a natural a relationship between Andy and Helen. And what's interesting, Richard Link talked about Andy Griffith and his inability to handle romantic parts. He said, again, that Andy Griffith really wasn't a ladies' man. He rarely kissed anybody in the series, and only rarely did he hold Helen Crump. And Don Knotts even mentioned about Andy Griffith, said he's very shy with women, and that's why they had a little bit of problem with that. So, again, the Helen Crump solved the situation. And later, their relationship developed for a long time until eventually that they got married on the first show of Mayberry RFD. You may or may not have known that. You know, and they said that she was definitely Andy's girl, but their relationship could have actually, in some sense, has been that they were brother and sister. And interesting to note, the real marriage, of course, on the show was between Andy and Barney. And I don't mean that literally, but their relationship was really what a good part of, especially the first 5 years of that show, was all about. All right, so what's the trivia question for today? I hope, if you're watching this episode, pay close attention. You'll know the answer to this. Here's the trivia question. What is Barney's telephone number? It is mentioned in this episode. What is Barney's telephone number? If you'd like to take a guess, you can email me at burkek@etsu.edu, or you can go to burkonmayberry.com and look, and you'll find at the end of the episode, you'll see in parentheses the answer to this trivia question. Again, I appreciate you listening to Burke on Mayberry. If you have any comments or suggestions, you can email me again at that address, burkek@etsu.edu. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.